Hello and welcome to the Billowing Hilltop Podcast. Hello readers, I hope you're well. I have been reminded to remind you to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. We love to hear from you through social media, and we love to hear from you via email at hello@billowinghilltop.com. We stick them on the notice board, we stuff them into Paul's capacious sack, and we read them out from time to time. A bit of a weird episode this, where nothing really happens, but at the same time, stuff happens. And I've got no other news or information, so let us push on with episode 186 of the Billowing Hilltop Podcast, Shake Tail Feather. Good evening, everybody. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good
evening. We are without Lucas again.
On a jet plane.
Everyone knows Chiz-Chun and all of his friends. Anyway, he's off. Don't know. What did he say he was doing? Something to do with a conference? Anyway,
yes, Lucas. It's the North Pole's conference. He's chairing it.
That's what it is.
It's the Polar Conference.
Spider Claws.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm here with Dan.
Hello.
I'm here with some of Paul.
Hello.
All of Johnny.
Yes, hello.
And of course, here with us is the Viking that is to everyone's liking.
Oh, very good.
Resist that. Graham.
Good evening.
Olaf Hotperson. Where we left things for the benefit of whoever it is that's been asking for, is it Andrew or is it Steve? Anyway, we'll recap. I'm very confused as to what happened last time.
We killed
no, having a fight.
We called the devil thing. That's basically all we need to know.
Dalquethas had vanished, and you were left with the remnants of his gang. The Ifrit had the feather, and the Ifrit disappeared, and you chased after the devil demon thing with the trident, and you fried it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you returned to visit Tilanthras, saying, you know, we've done everything. Give us our prize, or whatever. I mean, I can't remember if you actually said that, but whatever. You hit an issue, which is that you didn't actually have the feather of the rock. What's it? So at a certain point, they got crossed and disappeared with the belt.
Which means we don't have any negotiations.
So you're left standing in this expanse of grassland. The mega fauna are mooing and grazing and herding around you, whatever they are. Giant elk and bison and the like. Little insects buzz through the grassland. Birds tweet. The sun is warm on your face. What do you want to do?
Well, we might as well go and visit where the rock place was anyway, because we haven't been there. Or we go and try and find What's-His-Face and the Ifrit, or both at the same time.
Well, I think they'll come to us. I don't think we can go and find them, can we?
Or what we do is we rest up.
Okay, it's two things. Graham, can you take Dimensional Anchor?
And is it even a spell?
It used to be.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure it is in this edition, though.
In the old days.
The one that prevents people changing planes and teleporting away, that one. Mm.
3.5, 3.75.
So I guess not. Pathfinder. I guess the answer is no, then.
No, I don't believe so. I'll check into the full list, but yeah. I believe it doesn't exist.
Right. There might be something that does the same job,
yeah,
that we're just not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a
planar
thought, anyway.
Binding, yes. Or something.
Planar binding, that sounds like exactly what it might be. Let's have a look.
Google it.
No, that's basically make celestials and things do what you want.
Yeah.
It's about 9 in the morning on Asmodee the 27th of Fat. You've taken a long rest already today. You took a long rest at midnight.
Mm.
And the fight played out with Dalquethas. Fuck it! And his goons pretty much straight after that. Can't take another long rest until midnight tonight. That's the whole sitch. Tonight's beer, by the way, Paul.
Yeah.
Is from the Toast Brewery, the people who make beer
out of bread.
Old bread.
Yes.
Grassroots Pale Ale. Pretty good.
Well, I think we should
any moment now have another
go
slice.
And see the rock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it.
At least to just confirm that there is only one feather.
Yeah. We need to.
One thing though.
What?
There is a small chance, but a chance nonetheless, that the druids would consider anyone who turns up with the feather to have completed all the tasks.
They didn't take the head, I don't think.
I don't think they needed the head.
They didn't take the head, no. The head that you produced as proof of the death of the Thornveld Nightmare is still in your possession.
I don't think they needed the head.
They didn't, but it's proof that we killed it. But whether that makes any difference or not, I don't know. But you're right. Well, how?
You got the sense that, well, certainly, which one was it? The one with the high-pitched voice. Siren Lay looked like they were fucked off. They looked like they were cross about having their chain pulled. Is that the phrase? Leg pulled? Time wasted? Anyway, whatever it is.
Their time was being wasted because they're obviously so busy.
Yeah.
Hanging around at the edge of a forest.
Yeah.
Maybe they can only manifest for moments each day. Yeah.
From their busy lives.
Okay.
I would have thought that was a really good thing to bring up with them the next time you get to speak to them.
Yeah, might do.
Have a real go at them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Graham, you can take plane shift, can you?
If we rest, I can learn that.
How many people can you
Eight.
Take with you? Eight.
Eight.
Does it bring you back?
Holding hands.
Or do you need two of them?
Need to cast it again.
Yeah.
Right. What level is it?
Seventh.
So how many have you got?
I can cast it twice, technically. I guess using once at seventh and using an eighth level spell slot.
Okay. We could spend a night on the astral plane, though, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Better learn it, then.
Again, friend guy, storyteller, you don't know where they're...
No, I know.
Yeah. I mean, they could be going to the seventh circle of Avernus, or whatever they're all called.
Hmm. Well...
Or the plane of steam...
Well, I'm sure there's a low-level spell I can swap out in order to have it available.
So what do we do?
Let's go to the rock thing. It's something we haven't done.
Yeah. Safe to leave these druids to the other guys?
Well, the druids are gone.
Why don't we commune and see if we can't narrow our options down?
Yeah, go on then.
Oh, excellent. Yes.
Let's have a quick think about what we might... Yeah, pick some questions.
Yes.
Maybe we
Please don't ask questions I don't know the answers to.
Mike, I call to the druids.
You call to the druids?
Mm-hmm.
What, are you just shouting, druids?
Yes, druids. Druid people, I have a question.
Okay. After a suitable interval, Telanthras steps out.
I apologize for our...
Seemingly out of nowhere from out of the trunk earlier. Of a tree. What do you wish me to tell you?
We have a quandary. Did you anticipate two groups of adventurers trying to obtain these articles or to complete the task at the same time?
Every group as defined in our minds must complete the tasks completely.
But the rock has already been vanquished.
Why say you this?
Do each group have the same...
Or has it not? If we go there, will it still be
alive?
It is the
living feather.
Meaning?
You've got to take the feather off it while it's still alive. In which case, there's more feathers.
It looks around. Where did this voice come from?
I'm down here.
Scans. What nature of creature is this?
We call it an ant.
An ant.
I'm right, though, aren't I?
Great mysteries indeed.
I'm right. Am I right? There are more than one feather. We have to take the feather off while it's alive. Am I correct?
No comment.
The other group got there first. That's why we surmise that the... That task other has already group? Been completed.
Ah,
yes, there were.
You speak of Krethos.
Yes, Dal Krethos.
Does he have the same quest as we do?
We laid out the terms of the tasks of Telagos in the same way as to you. They have not returned.
So,
but we've done one of. We've done three of them. How can they do them?
How can they complete them? We've done three of the tasks.
This is a loophole.
Right.
That I, a two-dimensional NPC, cannot. Comment upon. One moment, it disappears. Comes back about a minute later. I have conferred with my confederates. The physical objects you must retrieve must be returned by... These are the new rules. The physical objects you must retrieve must be returned by the same and single group.
Right, so now
the death of the Thornvale Nightmare and the silence of the Doom Shrouds, mournful, the Doom... Anyway, that one. Once they are done, I suppose. Yes, he looks a bit shifty. I hadn't thought of
Since
it, really.
We have given you the belt...
I think he's going to vanish in a puff of logic, this guy.
Already. They cannot complete the task, correct?
Correct. Dal Krethos and his group cannot complete the task. But you still can, were you to bring us the living feather of the rock.
Right, King. But if they were to give you the feather, and there's only one feather, neither group could complete the tasks.
It's a grey area. Mm-hmm. I can see. The only guidance I could give you is clearly...
It's no bloody good, is it?
I think we've got to go for the rock.
Says Bugraft.
Nicholas Logue, when writing this adventure, did not consider this eventuality, even though its potential is written... into the very heart of the story.
Right.
And I would say, in order to avoid further confusion, that if you were to bring us the living feather of the Rock King, then your group will have succeeded in their task.
Right.
The other group cannot succeed in the task because we now have the belt.
Okay. Do we have to get the feather off Dal Quethos, or can we go and kill the rock and vanquish the rock to get it?
Don't push it, Buggle Boy.
Let's just go to the rock.
All right. Why?
Because we haven't done it, and there's a chance that we can do it.
Okay.
Right. Well, he's going to disappear again.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know why he made that noise. He didn't make that noise before. Maybe he just makes that noise himself, then he disappears.
That would be awesome if he just turned out and went...
Yeah, that's what he does. He turns away a little.
Yeah, and then he looks back over his shoulder to make sure that we're not watching.
Yeah, and goes, and he vanishes. Right. That's enough jokes about the noise.
The noise, yeah.
On we go. Where are you heading? Where do you believe this rock to dwell?
We'll go up into the mountains.
Yeah, by the mountains.
The mega mountains.
Should we heal up first?
Yeah. Before we do that...
Yes. Oh, the commune spell.
Why don't we do the commune spell?
Yeah. Go on, Greg. Sorry, I just thought that might answer the question.
So, I mean, I guess we could ask...
If we lost them directly.
You know, is there any point in going to find the Rock King? Or does the Ifrit have the only living feather? That might be the better way of asking the question, I suppose.
Yes.
Let's do that first question, Mike.
Does the Ifrit have the only living feather?
Yes.
The Rock King.
Of the Rock King, or whatever the...
Rock! Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Arse.
Surely the Ifrit's...
What's your next question?
The Ifrit's going to come back. They're going to come back here. Wait for them. Wait in ambush.
We could ask, should we wait here for them?
Yes, could do that.
Would it be quicker for us to wait for them?
Could you frame it in a slightly more definitive terms?
Would it be quicker? Would it be quicker? Or are they heading in this direction? You could ask if they're heading in this towards us.
Well,
maybe the question to ask is this portal the only way off this plane? Because then they have to come this way.
Yeah. And you could then, if the answer is yes, you've got another question, haven't you? You could then ask, are they heading towards us?
Thoughts, Dan? You don't sound convinced.
I just think it's a mechanism, the mechanism we need to get the feather.
Yeah.
So I think the question should be to try and find out the best way to get the feather. I think it's safe to assume that they're going to come here if we don't go anywhere else. The question is whether we want
them Can we give them a fake belt? I mean, they don't know what it looks like in exchange.
Unlikely, I would say.
I mean, can we manufacture a belt that
We're trying
like
to find the phylactery. Yeah? Is that the thing that we're actually trying to find?
You're trying to... The deal... pinches bridge of nose. The deal is that there is a fountain, it turns out. You don't know where this fountain may be located. That is a library of knowledge, the library of last resort. And within that library is the knowledge of the location, the hiding place of the phylactery of Dragotha, the Dracolich, who is Kios's great marshal, lieutenant, head of, I don't know, military stuff. That's what was outlined to you by
Telanthros
when you first arrived, when he was much more sure of himself and hadn't encountered the logical loops inherent in having two sets of people after the same thing.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is we can make an agreement with them to go through the portal together.
Well, I was wondering, if their end goal isn't the same as our end goal, then potentially we can both succeed.
Well, we can just both go through and then have a big fight on the other side.
I think their end goal is the same as our end goal.
Maybe we can ask that question.
Just so we're absolutely clear, you don't know that you're going through anywhere.
No.
You're looking for this resource called the Library of Last Resort that you can't currently access.
Yeah.
But apparently you will be allowed to access it were you to complete the tasks.
Well, it doesn't really matter if it's a portal. It's just we can do whatever it is together.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, sure.
You don't necessarily have to
You
know, fight them and get the thing off them. We can just agree.
Well, you've got two questions left. The Lady Luck with Fortune is sitting there just...
twiddling her thumbs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do... Is this portal the only way off this plane?
No.
Okay, that's interesting.
Not sure where it gets us.
No, nor am I, but it means there is another way out. Or it might be through... Anyhow, the library thing might give us another way out.
Yeah, or I mean, demonstrably, Dal and the Ifrit have left this plane.
Yes.
Just within the last...
True. Wheel or woe to complete the quest together with Dal Quethos and reach the Library of Last Resort together?
Is that your question?
No, I'm just... Graham's.
Yeah, I thought not. So
Could ask if their objective and our objective are mutually exclusive.
I think we ask, will they come here?
Okay, let's try that.
Or try and figure out what plane they went to.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, they might change, but one would assume that they have a routine of sorts. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So when they bug out, they have a place that they go.
Bug out? Excuse me.
Buggy out. Standard terminology for being scared.
I don't need to hurry, but the third question.
The third question is...
maybe we just...
Don't ask the third question.
Don't have to.
No.
Not sure.
I don't really have any...
Why don't you ask me if they're on the way here? If you've got nothing really to ask, ask if they're on the way here.
Sure, let's try that. Mike...
So frame it for me, please. Yes.
Is Dal Quethos and his companions on the way here to the portal where we are now?
No.
No, they'll need to heal up before they come after us again.
In which case, we should heal up.
Yeah. We do a long rest. I've only taken 2 hit points.
You've only taken 2 hit points?
Don't know how it's so low.
I've taken 10. But I could always do with getting some spells back.
Spells.
Don't think anybody took enormous amounts of damage in that last fight, did they?
No.
I healed myself.
So,
long rest? Might as well do a long rest. They're not on the way here.
On the plains.
Sure, if that's what everyone wants.
No, we'll head into the trees. We'll head into the trees, Mike.
Oh, you head into the trees. It's a dark and mysterious place, but you feel like that sense of menace that was there before is lifted. You can sleep in the tree line or deeper into the forest, waiting around till midnight. Take your 8 hours rest at midnight until 8 in the morning on the 28th of Fart. Make a note of that in my comprehensive journal.
Confirming.
Confirmed.
Right.
Confirmed.
Right, do a death ward spell.
Yep, first thing you do every morning.
Yeah.
While the people are brushing their teeth, Buggy does a death ward
spell. It's still apparently spring. You're woken by the tweet birds from the canopy. They awake as part of their bird-like daily arrangements, whatever it is that they do. Flying and, you know, squeaking. Birds squeak, whatever it is they do. Sing.
Birds squeak.
And the sunlight dapples through the canopy above you.
Nice.
It's all very pleasant.
Yep.
If you emerge from the tree line, the great plain of central to Largos lies out before you with giant sloths and the like herding about. The mountain tops glisten with snow in the distance. You can hear the buzzing of, you know, pleasant bees and stuff. Spring flowers.
Pleasant bees. Tickle as opposed to ankles. Unpleasant bees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So,
make a note of that. So the date is 28th. What? 28th.
Let's go and find what's his name.
Of Fart.
Yes. We want to hang around waiting for them to come find us.
Set up what?
How long for?
2 days. 5 days.
Well, as long as it takes.
Seriously?
Well, how do we find them? I mean, we might as well wait for them.
Yep.
Set up a watch. Rotating shifts.
Another day passes. I presume you've got a bit of snot, the sand wave, you know, rations. You can always eat bits of Parker. There's quite a lot of him. Another day passes.
Yeah.
We're on the third weekday, the third of apeshit. Now it is a thump day, the fourth of apeshit. You've been waiting for 5 days.
Mike?
Well, 4 days. Yes.
Well, during this rest period, I'm going to cast each morning.
Yeah.
Temple of the Gods. It lasts 24 hours.
Oh, is this some super swanky spell?
Yeah.
What does it do?
It gives us a nice house.
Right, like Omaze.
We heal more effectively within it. They can't get
so
in
we'd
it.
Basically just build a massive house outside the...
It only lasts a day, right?
It lasts a day, yeah.
Fine. It just vanishes, but then you recreate exactly the same one with the same layout, so nobody gets confused
nobody
as to
gets
where the
confused.
Teacups are and stuff. Fine, so you hang out in this mansion... 5 days in, nothing is happening.
Okay.
On the sixth day, I get bored of doing that.
Sunday, the 5th of apeshit. Wow, we've never moved the calendar on this fast.
I'm going to sort of be outside practicing my martial moves and playing the lute.
Oh dear, I've got my earplugs out.
Yeah.
Your earplugs out?
In fact, I'm going to write a song about Buggy.
No, put them in. I mean, I'll take them out, put them in.
Skelly's going to be going absolutely...
right,
he's tiny and he's small. He isn't very tall. Uncle Buggy.
This is the least you've done for the longest period of time. yeah. since we started, like 4 years ago.
Scaly is going
don't know what to
absolutely
do
insane.
On the
boredom.
First day of Bargy, my true love gave to me.
I don't think we should burn up 6 days like that. Aren't we? Isn't there some clock ticking somewhere?
Quite possibly.
There's always a clock ticking somewhere.
Let's go to the mountains.
Let's go to the mountains.
You
want
to go to the mountains?
Yeah, let's go to the mountains.
All right.
Skelly's just going to start heading off. He's bored beyond measure.
Well, he's walking.
I'll follow him.
Yep.
Brilliant. Okay.
He's just setting up. It's like it's a guy. He just stands up and just starts heading off in a direction.
Foggy will scuttle after him.
Well, we won't get too into the travel time because there's nothing more boring in D&D.
Can we roleplay each hex again, please?
Travel.
You can.
Yeah, absolutely. Each blade of grass.
I just want to kind of talk about my feelings. How I feel at this moment in time, what I think, my relationship with the other characters.
It's like a journaling game.
It's an idea for a whole new podcast.
Yeah, let's pick this up somewhere else. We'll do a separate thread of the show where you and I micro play your journey.
Talk through his emotions. And
will he really be there, though?
As a one-player journaling game, and we learn as much about what's in Scaly as what is outside Scaly.
But are you going to be there?
That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Are you going to be there?
I will, for all intents and purposes, it will be as if I was there. Yeah.
Yeah. Will you?
Right. On we move. You get closer and closer to the mountains until you get to the mountains. That's how you do travel in D&D.
Yeah.
You're looking at them, the two of you. Did the other three come with you?
Don't know.
Yes.
But
at a distance.
From a distance.
We'll follow behind.
We'll be chatting. Just far enough away so they can't hear what we're saying.
Are you going to be talking about your feelings?
Right.
No, but we're probably talking about you. But you can't quite tell because it's just out of earshot.
At a certain point, you can't catch up anyway. To Scaly and Buggy as they stand at the foot of the great mountains. So you can wibble your way through these little foothills. You can kind of climb around bits of stuff and snow and up some mountain passes. And you're at the base, as it were, of this great central massive peak.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think...
My, that's a big one.
Yes, it's thousands and thousands of feet tall. We're talking...
We're talking massive.
I don't know if we are actually talking Everest. I did a bit of maths. I can't remember where I made my note, but it is tall. Hold up. My note will be here.
It is tall.
It was, in terms of D&D kind of terms...
Big.
In terms of D&D terms... Earth, are you talking about, Mike?
This is going well.
It's tall, anyway.
Excellent.
I think it's a couple of miles high.
Okay.
One thing that you have established, or rather Sessions has established, is that on the sweepstakes, Sessions could only ascend a mile into the atmosphere before his flight sort of, as it were, ceilinged out.
Yeah.
Sessions could fly up about and then he stopped being able to get any higher.
We're going to play survival role.
What do you want to do? Do you want to start
heading up?
You flying?
I can't. I'm walking.
Or are you climbing?
Climbing.
Okay. Scaly starts climbing. It's not particularly challenging, at least not at the moment. Everybody else climbing?
We're keeping an eye out for...
Yeah.
The others.
Dal Quethos.
I will cast a fly spell. Why not? And then I will carry.
Right. Yes.
I'll do the fly spell on Paul.
Scaly doesn't quite have the same, because that previous strength was because of a potion. Which he
What is your strength?
Now it's...
One.
Can't remember. I'll have to look it up.
I'll do it on me then.
Let's not get into the weeds of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do it on me.
Nobody interrupts you. Nobody threatens you. It's fine. You can take as long as you want, as many attempts as you like.
Yeah.
You can switch around and try the spell on different people and try different configurations. Ultimately, you settle on a way of flying up that first mile, at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And finding a point about a mile up, you realize that your flight is reaching its ceiling for some reason.
Yeah.
You can kind of see, you know that, who's the idiot with the beard, with the boats? Richard Branson. You know the thing that he's got? The thing with the Virgin Watsit, where you go up to the edge of space is really where I'm trying to get to.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah.
You can kind of see the edge of the atmosphere. Above you, it's got stars and you've still got atmosphere and it's dark. Well, it's a bit like that. So it's weird. You kind of get a mile up. You can see another mile of mountain rearing up above you. But it almost feels like you're reaching the edge of the sort of magic shell of atmosphere of the island.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get that high up, you notice something, and that is that eagles and the like, I don't know, what are mountainy birds? Anyway, birds are flying above you.
Oh.
Right.
So things can fly up.
It's not magically things.
Things that fly under their own propulsion are flying about. But your magical suspendo flight seems to have reached a natural stop.
Very annoying having to walk.
Yeah. So 5 minutes
There's
ago.
an anti-magic shell.
Okay, well, we'll walk the remaining bit.
I just wonder if your ability to fly stops, does your ability to teleport start?
Unlikely. You can try it.
I mean, I've got a misty step I could try, but...
Yeah, I've got a teleport I could try. It's more likely that it's there as a sort of preventative measure rather than suddenly...
Probably
you're...
to make sure that the rocks are more powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feels like we're kind of at the edge of a computer game when you can't go any further in a direction.
Yeah.
Right, well, we'll keep going.
Yeah.
You can start an ascent. The air does get noticeably thinner.
What are we trying to achieve? You know, we're following Paul. Paul had a plan.
No, Paul was just like fed up with... curious. We'd waited 6 days. Nothing was happening. So it was like, right, let's go in a direction we haven't gone yet. See what happens.
We don't need to get into the micro mechanics of it. There are rules around exhaustion and whatever, but I don't think they're particularly interesting. And I think we can assume that you're going to be careful.
Yeah.
You've got healing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's not like you're going to be in any jeopardy. And I think this is where, interestingly, games like this slightly, they don't come apart. But I don't know that there's much entertainment for any of us, irrespective of the fact that we've got four people listening in.
Yeah.
In kind of playing through all of that. So you can climb and it takes you a while and it's arduous and you have to rest up. Rest of your magic seems to work. You can cast your... you can cast your... What's it called?
Temple of the Gods.
Right. I mean, I guess on the side of the thing, like a kind of Tibetan monastery. And after a... How long does it take to climb a mile? I'm guessing a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And after many false summits. You've got to have false summits in every climb, otherwise it's boring. Mm-hmm. Well, it's already boring, but even more boring. I can put you on a new map as you... gently breast the peak of this mountain.
Oh,
it's very bright.
I'm going to put your minis in the eastern corner.
Huge bird
of the map.
It's bloody
yeah,
huge.
Well, we'll get to that. One thing at a time. You kind of reach the edge of an escarpment and you find yourself trudging over a clear snowfield at the flattened out summit of this peak. You feel like you're up right at the edge of the atmosphere. You can see a mile below you the clear delineation between, as it were, the oxygened world and the world that you're in. The air is thin. You're probably at disadvantage with most seriously exertive activities.
Mm-hmm.
And rearing up above you, or rather looming above you, on a kind of cairn of exposed stones and outcrops of granite, is an enormous nest. I have to admit, I've used a chicken nest from the map library and made it enormous. And then I've used an eagle mini. Draped across this giant nest is the corpse of an enormous bird. The wingspan is 50 feet, maybe more. It's slumped across, limp. The wings are drooping down on either side of the nest. The head is drooping down. The wind is... keening around you. Snow flurries are dancing around your feet. What would you like to do?
Yeah, over to you. You brought us here.
Does anybody have a resurrection type spell?
Well, it's humanoid, isn't it? I've got raised, probably got raised dead.
I've got revivify, but it's only something that's died within the last minute, and I think we're well beyond that. I'm going to go up and search the nest.
I'll do a detect magic.
Give me a survival check. Give me a perception check.
11.
17.
Okay, you can see that this area has definitely been disturbed. Give me a survival check.
Survival.
Ooh,
13.
19. Natural 20.
Between the two of you, you can piece together a narrative. Something has been here before, disturbed the nest. You don't know if it's responsible for the death of the, what you presume must be the Rock King. But it doesn't look like there's been a particularly extended or protracted struggle. There's no sign of a combat. There's no blood. Things are not broken or disturbed in that way.
Doesn't look like its heart's been pulled out.
Well, you can't see that bit of it. But, I mean, conceivably.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think you might have a scroll of resurrection. I'm not sure.
I'm just sort of focused in my head.
Okay, right.
And the detect magic, does that...
There's nothing magical around, apart from yourselves.
Okay.
Refocus, resurrect it.
Why?
Really?
Well, then we've got living
pieces.
Then we've got a living rock. We can take a feather of the living
feather. No, it's the living feather. It's not a living rock. It's the living feather, which they've got.
So resurrecting is going to do absolutely nothing whatsoever.
We don't know that. About regeneration.
It looks like, Sessions, that your commune gave you the right answer, because this thing is dead. So surely they have the only living feather of the Rock King.
Okay, so let's commune, Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm going to commune again. The first question would be, if we resurrect the Rock King, will it have the living feather?
With a slightly weird tone of voice, yes.
So potentially it would reset the...
Yeah. Okay.
Resurrect is for humanoids, isn't it?
No, it's a creature.
Can you do it?
If I refocus to it, of course I can do it.
It's not an altar boy, Johnny. I'm a proper cleric.
I'm a proper cleric. Proper...
Grown up cleric.
Yeah,
a proper one.
So how much do you charge for resurrection in case, you know... Does my insurance policy cover the resurrection?
It costs 1,000 gold pieces.
Didn't I deposit 1,000 gold pieces with you?
You did the raised dead 500 gold pieces, I believe.
Right, can I upgrade? Can I upgrade to the 500?
Of course you can upgrade to the 1,000 GP gem.
Check on the website at sessions.com/upgrade. See your options.
Oh, I've got enough money. I'm going to give you another 500 gold pieces. Could you write it on your character sheet, please?
This is the stuff we need to get into now, I feel.
Yeah. I actually have it on my character sheet.
Climbed a mile up the sheer face of Mount Fuck Off.
Right, well, I'm upgrading it by another 500.
Do you have a 500 gold piece diamond?
Right at the point where Sessions has cast the commune spell and is trying to think of his second question.
Does it matter? Can I give you 500 gold pieces?
I don't know.
Leave it for you to get the gem.
Well, I already have a selection of gems for this very purpose.
Okay, well, I'm giving you another... I'm taking it off my carrot sheet. Another 500 gold pieces. It's yours.
Let's get this all squared away before we go back to the community spell.
Nobody else wants the insurance policy?
Maybe not, like, right now. Maybe we should something that we could...
Yeah, not right now.
Well, you can take it out when you're dead.
What are you doing? Once you've sorted out the admin...
I can go and grab a feather, and when you resurrect him, I'll pull it out and we can head off.
So we're going to use your 1,000 gold piece gem to resurrect
him. No. I didn't read the small print today.
Well, thanks, Johnny.
Johnny, that was kind of you.
No. So I've got my hands grasped round one of the feathers. All you need to do now, Graham, is with your own money, resurrect him.
With my money?
All you got to do is with your own money.
I need 250 gold pieces from you, Johnny.
Why?
That's a quarter of the resurrection.
There's five of us.
Well, it's a fifth. It's 200.
Well, there are only four of us present at the moment.
Yeah, well, I think somebody can speak for Parker.
Yeah, okay, 200.
Parker! If it is the real Parker.
All right. Anybody else?
I'm crossing off 200.
I'll cross off 200.
Okay. Excellent. I'll cross off 200. And shall we head back now? 800 wealthier.
Got to go and buy that plus three chain.
What's the plan?
We'll refocus.
Grabs
the spell.
A feather, but doesn't remove it.
Yeah. Just thinking back to the feather that we saw, Mike. Is it obvious where the feather came from? Is it like a tail feather or a head feather?
Oh, it's not relevant.
Any feather.
Shaky tail feather.
Tail feather. Tail feather.
Tail feather.
Okay. There you go. Now we've got an episode name.
So we have to rest. Mm-hmm. So we can refocus.
Well, you can rest in your palace of Watsit, right?
We do that.
Okay.
It's nice
rest
and warm in
palace
there.
Palace of Watsit.
Then the next day,
bright and early.
Bright and early, we get up and we use Buggy's gem to resurrect the...
And at the very moment that you do so, Buggy pulls the feather out when it revives.
Yeah, then how are we going to get away quickly?
Maybe we just have to ask it to donate the feather to us, now that we've brought it back to life.
Yeah, we can try negotiating with it first.
What do you want to do?
Completely agree with that one. Don't need to kill it.
Can we do plane shift straight afterwards?
Well, we probably could, actually.
You can plane shift to the same plane, right?
No, I think you do have to change planes.
Oh, do you? Well, in that case, that's not going to happen.
No, maybe we should summon the air elemental to fly us down. Or create a big hot air
balloon. We could do invisibility.
True.
Or a wall of force.
Do we have speak with dead?
I don't. I have a limited selection of spells.
As appropriate for a bard.
Yeah, why don't we memorise speak with dead? We could then at least ask it if we resurrect it, will it give us the feather?
Okay. Is that what you're going to do? It.
How wise do you think a rock is?
It's a rock king. It must be fairly wise. He'd rather be alive than dead, I would have thought.
I'm just thinking I could do dominate monster.
Oh, you probably could.
Fly down on it.
Oh, I've got speak with dead. I just need to prepare it.
In that case, Graham can prepare resurrection. And you can prepare speak with dead. You can do the whole thing on the same day.
Yeah.
So now it is moon day, the 8th of ape shit.
So can I speak? Am I going to be able to speak its language? Has it been dead for more than 10 days?
Has it been dead for more than 10 days? 5 days you spent waiting around, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
3 days getting to here. That's 8 days. I'm going to roll a d6 because I'm not sure. On a 1 to 3... it's been more than 10 days. On a 4 to 6, it's 10 days or fewer.
Oh,
it's been more than 10 days, I'm afraid, since it died. So speak with dead will not work. Sorry.
So dominate monster? It's not really going to work, is it?
We could tie its beak together. We could be really horrible and chop its claws off and things like that, and then resurrect it.
I think if you resurrect something that's all that stuff has been done, it comes back fine.
Can you raise it instead of resurrecting it? So it's only on one hit point.
Oh, that's a bloody good idea.
No, can't have been dead for more than 10 days. Well, we've already established it's dead for more than 10 days. Good idea.
What about reincarnating? It's a badger.
Do I need to draw your picture?
Yeah.
I don't have reincarnate. Anyhow, let's try resurrection. Should we do that?
Okay.
Given that
yes, just tell me how you're going about your feather retrieval and exfiltration plan. And we will see whether or not we even need to roll the dice.
Okay, what we'll do...
We don't have to be visible.
No, I know. I was wondering if we just tie...
when you cast resurrection.
But we tie something around its eyes, over its eyes.
Yeah.
Or blind it. Resurrecting.
No, tie its beak.
But you could put a hood on it. You could put a hood on it. Like, you know, they do with the...
Okay.
Hawks.
Yeah. It needs to be about 40 foot long, but yes.
Shove its head down the portable hole.
That works. That works.
Well,
I'm not saying it's going to work, but I'm saying that might work.
There's loads of branches and stuff. We can just basically shove them over its eyes. So it takes a round for it to kind of work out where it is. What about your smoky thing there, Buggy?
I could do a fog cloud, yeah.
Yeah, fog cloud over his head. Then we resurrect it. Grab the feather.
Mm-hmm. You do the fog cloud at the end of the 1 hour ritual that takes me to cast the spell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then we've still got to get down the mountain. I mean, that's going to take ages, isn't it?
That was a bullet dodged.
Then we do invisibility.
You set up the entire plan. And it's like, go! And Sessions begins his 1 hour ritual.
Gets out the book and starts reading.
Yeah.
The end of the hour, I presume... Sessions can raise a significant eyebrow in Buggy's direction.
I'll let him know the last paragraph of the ritual.
Well, he's only the altar boy. You don't want to tell him the whole thing, but you can let him know the last bit.
Give him the thumbs up when we're getting to the end. You know, you could try and your dominate monster at the end, Dan, because it has to make saves at -4.
Why?
Because that's the ordeal of coming back from the dead. You take a -4 penalty on all attack rolls, saving throws, and ability checks.
Okay.
For 3 days.
For 3 days. So it's effectively a DC 21. But it's a rock king, right? So it's going to have legendary actions.
Is it a concentration spell?
Dominate monster? Yeah, I think it might be. And it lasts an hour. If it's dominated, then we all climb on its back and fly down on it.
That's really clever.
Yeah.
I love it. It comes down to a single saving throw then.
Potentially.
We need a plan B.
Yeah, so the run away.
I can just imagine us all pegging it down the mountain with this thing chasing after us.
But that's the insurance policy, is the smoke. So it can't see us.
It's got 200 feet, I think it's diameter.
It's got 200 feet. Johnny, it would never get off the ground.
Yeah. It's not a centipede.
Lucas would be really jealous. He's only got 8.
He's only got 8 that we know of, Paul.
Ah. Okay.
Can you do banishment?
No.
Yes.
That might also work.
I will do...
What about if, as soon as we've done it, you just put a hemispherical wall of force above us?
Yeah, I can do that.
And then we could...
It doesn't get us out of there.
No, but we could perhaps negotiate with it, or...
Well, if I had a readied dominate, and the dominate fails, then we have initiative, right?
I could ready an action
and then
to
I could do
it.
The wall of force if we win if I go faster than it.
Polymorph would work as well. If you could polymorph it in something small, we could just stick it in the bag of holding.
But I reckon it's going to have legendary saving throws.
Oh, possibly.
I could ready
maybe
to banish
someone
it.
Should address it. Thank you, we brought you back to life. We're having this feather, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Scaly's got +8.
And
on
we promised to
persuasion.
Vanquish the people that killed you. Yeah. We're going to do that anyhow, aren't we?
Somebody give me a straight intelligence check.
That won't be me.
As opposed to a wonky intelligence
check. It can't speak common, I reckon.
You might as well have a go, Scaly.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a
awesome.
Go, Dan.
We have a 1
also,
and a 0.
I'm going to have a go. I'm going to have a go.
Extraordinarily poor roll. Oh,
12.
Better.
Oh, no.
-1.
16.
That's plenty. It's an animal.
It's an animal.
It's an animal.
It's not a monster.
Your understanding of rocks is not that they are anything other than just giant
birds.
Raptors. They can't speak. It doesn't have intelligence in that respect. Maybe quite an intelligent animal, but it's an animal.
Then I can banish it.
I've got to speak with animals.
And Bucky's got to speak with animals.
I can still try to dominate it.
Of course. What I'm saying is that the idea you would have a conversation with it, saying, hey, welcome, rock. We've brought you back to life. Hasn't got a clue.
If it's just an animal, it's not going to have great saving throws, is it?
Why not?
No, it'll be based on its huge hit dice.
Ah.
We try the dominate monster. If that fails, we try the banishment. If that fails, we have initiative.
Fails, we're screwed.
Well,
but there's an awful lot.
You're saying
of,
that we can't survive a round from the rock?
I think what we're doing here is getting Mike to a point of despair.
Yeah, I'm happy to proceed with that.
I'm fine. I've been getting on with other
Okay, let's go for it then.
hang on. I may have an idea. I may have an idea.
Things go bad.
And next year's tax return.
I'm just checking it, and maybe I don't have it.
Normally good to have it.
In that case, that's a good idea to have the
really
have
good
the
idea,
I've got it.
Yeah.
Have what?
Dan, do you have it?
No, I don't have it.
Johnny, do you have it?
I lost it. I don't know where it went.
I have a bit of it.
But you only have a bit of everything.
What about this? Just a thought. We cast stone plan. Shape, yeah? And we lock its feet into the ground.
So cruel.
Yeah.
So it can't chase us.
Yeah, but if I dominate it, we can't fly down on it.
But
unless we do
if
another
it can't
stone
chase
shape.
Us, it's... Well, you can dispel the But we could shape, do the stone shape before we resurrect it. That's the point. We can sort of pin it down so it can't get up.
I mean, Chris Packham wouldn't be happy, but...
All right.
You'd still need to do another one to free it.
Why do we need to free it?
To fly down on it.
We could just run down the hill if it can't move its feet.
Yeah.
If it can't get up, we just run away.
So you resurrect it, steal its feather, and then condemn it to death by starvation.
Well, it's no worse off than it was before. It is a bit mean.
I'm tying a rope around its beak.
I don't think we need the stone shape.
You think not?
No, I don't think so.
We've had enough deliberation. Uncle Buggy is holding onto a feather waiting to pull it. Pull it, you get it? Sessions is resurrecting the creature.
Mm-hmm.
Are your miniatures on our map correctly depicting where you would like to be at the decision point?
No. 1 minute.
Okay, well, let's get that sorted as well, so you can move yourselves.
Move yourselves.
Yes.
Is it in the squares it's actually in?
Yeah.
Okay.
All set?
No.
Nearly. There you go, some rocks. Hiding behind some rocks.
Burple and Scalia in front of the corpse of this creature, looking up at it on its nest, hiding behind some boulders. Sessions, Parker, and Buggy are at the fan of tail feathers of this creature, We get to the end of the hour of the resurrection ritual. The creature is alive. Uncle Buggy, you pull the feather from the tail.
Yep.
And then...
I'm going to try the dominate.
What's the DC of the saving throw?
Well, including the -4, it's 21.
Okay.
Wisdom save. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Rolls a 19. It rolls a 19. But it's the blue dice of power. As Paul correctly identified, that's always the problem. Is it a wisdom save?
Yeah.
DC 21?
Yeah.
It fails.
Oh, yeah. What? Brilliant.
It fails. It's got a wisdom save of +0. It's an animal.
Yes.
It's a very big animal. You are worrying about nothing.
Okay.
And have been doing so.
For an hour.
For about an hour and a quarter. readers, this will probably edit down. In fact, you're probably listening to this. This is just zoomed along. And anyway, whatever. Whatever. I've been sitting here. I've had the same experience as you have, readers. And so...
sitting painful, here. That's agonizing.
One upside.
Four
to
hours. Now, basically, the problem here is the living feather of the Rock King. Yeah. I have to play the adventure as it's written. It's the most, at best, ambiguous, at worst, misleading thing. It's dominated. Therefore, Burps, using your telepathic link with it, you can ask it to fly you back like Gwaihir Windlord to the portal.
Yes.
In the eaves of the Doomshroud Forest.
Yeah. I call to Lanthros. Lanthros comes out.
Yeah.
While we're on its back, you're still like, okay, which feather do you want?
Yeah. Well, I think you've got, one. You well, see him start to emerge from a tree and it's got its back to you. And you hear,
you have returned. Have you brought us the living... Oh! All of them. This is an unexpected development.
The others emerge. Hold up, let me look up the accents. Shit, I've forgotten them. I've got a note.
That's very organised, Mike, having a note of which accents. I can never remember.
Okay, this Telanthros is described as Sir Laurence Olivier, Richard III. Besquoir is described as Old Posh. Besquoir emerges, says... Oh, the whole creature has been brought to us.
Vladimir, marked as Yorkshire. Oh, you brought the whole bloody bird down here.
Siren Lay, high-pitched sort of goons, it says here.
Says, you have finally brought me the living feather of the Rock King. Part me a feather from the giant bird upon which you sit astride. And you will have completed the fourth trial of Telagos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Then what happens is... Give me a moment.
We go up a level.
Stuff happens.
Surely.
No. Don't be ridiculous. Telanthros regards you. He seems to grow in stature and power. He gestures at the portal of storms. That is the disc that you travelled through using your magical gems. Do you remember that bit? The crystals?
Yeah.
The platform shimmers and transforms into an obsidian fountain. Its waters cool and sparkling with a rainbow of scintillating light.
Okay.
As it manifests, you all experience a nearly overwhelming rush of nostalgia for things that you have cherished in your childhood and a strange, gnawing fear of long-forgotten nightmares. And as you gaze at the fountain, Telanthros speaks one final time.
And so, you have earned the right to return the law of the Order of Storms to the world. The Age of Worms is upon us. And what the powers of old began so long ago now falls to you to complete. Drink deep. And remember, dream the dreams of the ages.
And he gestures you towards this fountain to have a bit of a drink. Do you want to have a bit of a drink from the fountain?
Yep.
The DM says in an encouraging way.
Yep.
Sure.
Scaly strides forward, puts his snout in, has a slurp.
As soon as you do so, you all become overwhelmed by the sudden rush of alien, yet strangely familiar memories. The world around you swirls away into a vortex of lightning and wind, fire and rain, ending in the utter darkness of nothingness.
Cheery.
Buggy, you see Lugpod, his mouth open in a scream you cannot hear, standing on an altar in a dark cave as a host of writhing green worms swarm up, over and into him. Burple, you see your mother. She sits in the shadow cast by a figure standing behind you. Her face is pale and drawn in despair. She reaches a shaking hand for a cup on the table before her. Her eyes meet yours for the final time. Sessions. You ghost. You glide through tight tunnels, ribbed in living oak, following a small figure that casts twin beams of light before you. As you enter a large chamber, the figure turns. Just have time to recognize yourself before you are dazzled by fog lamp eyes. Scaly, you see Hillary, now wearing the raiment of a chief, address a great gathering of the marsh tribes, lizardfolk, bullywugs, Wan T, and dragonkin make up the throng. Most of the lizard folk are wearing red trousers, those quilted gilets. Parker, from across the moonlit cloister of the Twilight Monastery, you see yourself, if it really is yourself, standing at the censer of symmetry, poised to steal a forbidden glimpse into its depths. And you see something else. Observing the scene, almost imperceptible in the shadows, is a black cat. As these visions fade, the darkness returns. And then, slowly, like you are surfacing from a great depth, there is a rush of sound and light. You are returning to the world again, but it is not the one you left. Where are you? When are you? Well, we're going to find out where the Fountain of Dreams has sent you. We pick things up next week.
Nice. God.
Nice.
The Billowing Hilltop Podcast is a Billowing Hilltop production. Dungeons & Dragons is a trademark of Wizards of the Coast. The Library of Last Resort and Age of Worms are copyright Paizo. The Library of Last Resort was written by Nicholas Logue. Music is from Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com and is used with thanks under the Creative Commons license. Additional music and sound effects come from the wonderful Sirenscape. All other original material is copyright Billowing Hilltop. Role-playing games are all about getting people together, and we use Roll20 as our tabletop, the perfect place to host your game, and Discord to host our chat. Thanks for listening!
Are you looking for a D&D podcast with a dark side? Something more like Game of Thrones and less like Monty Python? Tale of the Manticore is part dark fantasy audio drama, part solo D&D RPG. There's no plot armor here. The dice make all the important decisions. Join me as I resurrect the excitement, wonder, and emotion of old-school D&D. Made for a mature audience, Tale of the Manticore is both a fiction and a game. It's the story where chaos rolls.